Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Wednesday, 17th March 2021. Top stories for today. De facto Law Minister Datuk Sri Taqiyuddin Hassan sought to ease concerns raised by the public over the amended ordinance in penalising MCO offenders, whereby only those who flout the present prohibition under the MCO standard operating procedures are subjected to a fine compoundable up to a sum of RM10,000. Separately, he also said that those compounded under the Prevention and Control of Infectious Diseases Act 1988, Act 342, are eligible for a 50% discount if they settle the fine within 7 days of its issuance. More than 340,000 people have received the first dose of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine under the first phase of Malaysia's National COVID-19 Immunisation Programme as of yesterday. The Seremban Sessions Court today sentenced an immigration officer to 10 days jail and RM10,000 fine in default 12 months jail for accepting bribes in exchange for the release of two foreign citizens 2 years ago. On the international front, India's daily coronavirus infections continue to rise with a jump by more than 28,000 in the last 24 hours. This brings the nationwide tally to 11.44 million. The federal government has blamed crowding and a general reluctance to wear masks for the spike, ruling out the virus mutation have been a factor in Western countries. Nearly 62% of infections and 46% of the death recorded by the Western state of Maharashtra, the country's worst affected. A United Nations delegation will today start a 3-day visit to a remote bay of Bengal Island, where Bangladesh has moved more than 13,000 Rohingya Muslim refugees since December, despite criticism from rights groups. According to UN, the visit will bring together experts from UN agencies engaged in the Rohingya refugee response in Bangladesh to look at the current situation and facilities on Basan Char, appraise the needs of the Rohingya refugees relocated there, as well as discuss with the authorities and others currently working on Basan Char. The State Sahaga Mahanayaka Committee, Mahana in Myanmar, called on the junta to end violence against protesters and accused an armed minority of torture and killing innocent civilians following the last month's coup. The most powerful group in Buddhist monks said in a draft statement its members intended to halt activities in an apparent protest. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.